Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0, 100-0.com. I am Foggit. That stands for the fittest underdog guru using those intelligent, those oh-so-intelligent tactics. All right, guys, here's what we got today. All or nothing, okay? All or nothing gets you nowhere. Now, what I mean by that is that if you take it in the context of diet and exercise, right? And you're trying to, you know, attain a certain look. You're trying to lose body fat, gain muscle, get stronger. You're trying to change your eating habits. And you come up with a plan, how you want to eat. And if you go off of it, you tend to stay off of it. Or if you're doing really good all week, and then all of a sudden Wednesday, Thursday becomes a stressful day for you, and you blow it and have some fast food or some kind of carry out that wasn't necessarily on your plan, right? And so, you know, I use the analogy of the car. If you're driving a car and you got a flat tire, would you get out and fix the flat or would you slash the other three, right? You'd fix the flat. So the same goes with diet and exercise, you know? Once in a while, you're going to get a flat. And when that happens, you got to fix it and keep going. But the problem oftentimes is when we have a mindset going in that we have to like be 100% compliant, don't miss any workouts during the week, you know, our meals got to be dialed in perfect, or we consider it a failure, right? And it starts it starts momentum, right? Or a domino effect of more bad habits. And then of course, Monday we start the new diet or we restart the diet. We, you know, start the diet pills that day. You know, the fat burners, the energy pills, and all this other stuff, and we're going to make it perfect this coming week. Well, I don't know how long you've been in the fitness game or how long you've tried to like transform your body, but a lot of times, eventually something happens with a lot of people where you have like almost like a breakdown. You're like, you know what? I've got to do something different. I can't keep doing this. And you find a place of moderation, right? Calorie control. You know, maybe an 80-20 rule where 20% of the time you have what you want, 80%, you know, stay on the plan. And if you miss a workout, you just get on the horse the next day. Not a big deal. So if you stay with an all or nothing mentality, you're probably going to lose. And very few people have that strong A-type mind like a vice. When they make up their mind, nothing's going to make them waver. It's very few of us, you guys. And sometimes it's only during seasons of life. Like if someone's paying you $50 million to get an, you know, photo shoot ready for a movie shoot, you're probably not going to blow it with pizza, right? It's not worth it. But if you're doing it just because, you know, you have a little vacation coming up and it's not really going to make or break anything, there's no consequence, then, you know, you're probably going to blow it. And if you blow it, you blow it. But get back on the horse. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, okay? Like, share, subscribe. Hope you guys are doing well. Just trying to encourage you, keep you fired up, keep you moving closer to your goals. Sometimes you hit a little stumbling block. It's okay. Get back on the horse, okay? Fix the flat. Don't slash the other three. I'll talk to you guys again soon.